guess I'll get the meeting going. Just a few preliminary matters. Well, first of all, this is the second meeting of the subgroup of the City Council regarding the city manager evaluation process. In the room is myself, David Allen, Peggy Hawker, City Recorder, Jim Popeberg, City Manager, and City Councilors Mark Salins and Laura Swanson. So, before we go into the agenda items, we don't have anything listed as far as review of the meeting notes from last meeting, but did everyone have a chance to take a look at those?
I don't recall getting them. Are they in a box?
Well, they were sent out by email, and they're also posted on the website. We can defer that until the next meeting.
I apologize.
I know the one change, Peggy. I think I mentioned that to you by email, so if you want to incorporate that.
Okay.
I didn't see that incorporated on the website yet.
You didn't?
No, you had the draft minutes posted on the subgroup link.
Uh-huh. But not the correction you...
But perhaps if you correct that, then Laura and Mark can take a look at it for the next meeting.
I totally spaced it.
That's okay. This isn't anything all that formal. It's just nice for people to take a look at it to see if what's posted on the website is what we recall or what we said. So. It's always a good thing.
Or if I just made it all up.
I didn't say that, Peggy, but now that you bring it up, no. Okay, so with that said, our first agenda item is review the evaluation forms from the other cities. We did, at the last meeting, speak to some general issues, but we wanted to take a closer look at the evaluation forms that have been accumulated from, I think, 10 or 11 cities. And Peggy, you printed those out for us. I can't remember all of them. I have them in front of me.
Before we start, I wanted to interject that one of the things I did with this is I did a mental cut and paste about... took one of the city forums as a jumping point, went through other city forums to pick out different points that might be added to it,
okay,
and a couple of other suggestions. Great. So that's there as a reference.
My thought, and if you guys agree, is I asked Jim between meetings when I saw him at the town hall meeting on Monday if he could initially give us his take on not just the evaluation forms, but the webinar materials, because I think, as we mentioned at the council meeting several work sessions ago, this was really a two-way communication. We wanted the city manager to provide us input on what he felt would be the best way to approach his evaluation from his perspective, and then we can go from there. So if everyone's okay with that, Jim, would you like to start off? Because I know I gave you a heads up in case you wanted to prepare something for us. So I'll let you go from here.
Yeah, actually, I did look through all the various evaluations. The one that I kind of liked because it was simple, and actually the point was it says Michael Brown on it because of a couple things, and I'll kind of go in reverse. The back part has city manager input, where you know, from my perspective, how do I see things are going? So I thought... And the questions and they ask and the areas they want to touch on, I thought were very important. The other reason I liked it was that it was kind of simple, and it kind of hit the high points. And I like the grading rating. You either exceed expectations, fully effective, developing needs improvement, or no opinion. Because you know, as you can see, what happened, you know, to my evaluation in the past is. You get scored 1 to 5 or something, and then the media starts pretending it's a grade, and then all of a sudden you're a C person, or you know. And in one hand, a C is like you're doing exactly everything the council wants you. But when you see a C, and the community says, "Oh, he's a C," it's like you're average. But you know, so this gets away from that. You know, hopefully. You know, a good manager is getting fully effective on everything. That means you're doing everything you want, but that's not associated with a C or something. So that's why I kind of like that for a couple of reasons, and it, whoever did it, I mean, I'm not even sure what city this
Hillsboro.
Is. Hillsboro. This actually did a pretty good job. I mean, so that's kind of my 2 cents on everything, David.
You know, Jim, and I know we were doing numbers, but, and this is where I think things got lost in the communication after we did our evaluation and what was reported. Because in, on the evaluation, our, we do have numbers, but we do actually have a description of what those numbers are. And we never talked about letter grades. We always talked about meets expectations, exceeds expectations. So perhaps what you're saying is, we had the similar thing to Hillsborough, but let's just get away from the numbers and just have descriptions as to what we're evaluating rather than numerical scores. Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, or again, how they described it makes it very difficult for the media to try to be the teacher.
Yeah, I guess to me it's also not just the media, but does this evaluation form give the city council members and you the opportunity to fully explain and describe what they're evaluating and not being boxed in.
This can be a springboard. We don't have to buy the whole.
This is just a form that looks really good.
One of the reasons I flagged this for looking at is because of this, which I felt like you said would avoid the ABCD grade, which is ridiculous. The other reason I like it is the manager input. And one of the things I think is critical to this process is your input on this. And also, I'd like to see whatever form we agree on, that you fill it out too, so that you know where you stand compared to where we think you stand, you know, kind of thing. I don't know if that has to be public or anything, but it gives you an idea of how far apart
it
would be.
It does have to be public.
But it would give you an idea as to how far apart we are and where to work.
Here's my take on these things. Even with this, and I like this, virtually all the performance evaluations that I've actually used as forms, they have the numbers first, then the description of what that number means. But when you do that, for whatever reason, I guess because it goes all the way back to kindergarten, everyone jumps to using the numbers, right? And everyone, at least with the people I run with, the only thing a C did for me in the eyes of my dad is avoid getting in trouble. You know, it wasn't something you brought home that was like outrageously good. But that wasn't the whole point. The point was to really identify, just like this does, these areas. And I'll guarantee you that people are still going to go down here and they're going to say exceeds is a 5 or a 1, depending on whether you go up or down with the numbers. And they're still going to have those numbers. But by bringing the lettering system up front, the advantage I see is you're really working in the system the way it's supposed to work. You know, if a guy is really, really out there completely exceeding, then, you know, that's where all the slaps on the back and awards and everything else happen. Fully effective, that's great. You know, developing, generally there'll been enough dialogue to know the reasons why that's still a development phase. And then, you know, the needs improvement sort of thing, or, you know, those are the things that you want to focus on in terms of improvements in the upcoming year. But for whatever reason, as soon as you turn those to numbers, and I literally just had this happen the day before yesterday, so we view an employee, we sit down, we get the numbers, and it comes up to like a 3.2. And so I'm sitting there going like, well, and in this case, we had the employee evaluate themselves first. I go, geez, this guy's being harsh on himself. I think he's doing a lot better than that, you know. I immediately have another board member going, oh, that's about where I expected it to fall because that's average and that's all we expect. You know, right away there's that division about what grades mean. Mm-hmm. And yet the focus is supposed to be on how well are you doing these individual elements, you know, and then if there are some areas lacking, you work on those. The hard part about those areas where you're exceeding, this is where the role of the council or whoever your boss is comes in to continue to encourage, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, I don't think we can completely get away from numbers, but I think we should move towards a system that focuses more on something like this kind of focus.
Well, we can't control people who read the report, but I think, like you said,
but even within counselors, there's going to be the division of thought.
True. That's what happens when you go to school for 12 and 13 years, and then college. I mean, you know, we are ingrained to have these number values.
So well, then the last thing I wanted to interject here is you'd mentioned a great part about this having your input at the end. I wondered how you felt about the idea of you actually run through and score your entire evaluation first. And the reason I'm saying that is I've done a lot of that recently and in the past, and it seems like it gives the employee an opportunity to kind of see for themselves first, you know, if you're being totally honest with yourself, where you may or may not have weaknesses. And then, interestingly, normally what I see happening is in most cases, those end up lining up with, you know, the review that comes later. And but to me, it creates a less confrontational situation. You know, the employee is already aware of it, and it works the same in reverse, too. I mean, if you've given yourself a really high score in some area that's not all that apparent to your boss, or in this case, the city council, they need to know that. You know, it might be something that's really important to the city that doesn't happen to be any city councilors that currently focus on that aspect. So those are sort of the two things I've been thinking about, is whether there's a role, whether there would be an improvement in the process if you graded yourself first. And I think what a majority of us are looking at is kind of changing the way we actually rate these things.
But we wouldn't see his report before we filled out ours, would we?
Well, that's how we've been doing reviews for the last
The challenge on that,
yeah,
because this has actually happened to me, because I think one of my first interviews, they asked for my input, and so I, you know, employees are normally a little harder on themselves,
right.
So I was putting down, you know, trying to be, well, I can do better here. Well, then in my evaluations, they said, well, clearly you're not doing a good job, because you say you're doing bad in these areas, and it was, you're doing bad, and you're the one that said it. And it was, I mean, it just...
That's why I don't want his opinion to influence our opinion, but I would like to get it together.
Okay.
I agree with Laura, and I also think, Mark, the evaluations you're going through with the people you supervise are much different than the city manager evaluation. This is a much more public process,
well,
with the council. And
yeah.
I mean, it's an executive session, but the evaluation forms are public. Other evaluations done with managers that Jim supervises or employees are not subject to the same kind of disclosure
right.
requirements that this evaluation form is. So I think Jim brings up a good point. And the other point is, I actually would prefer not to see how Jim is rating himself until I've had a chance to rate Jim and have the council in the room with Jim discuss that. And then perhaps as part of that discussion, Jim can interject how he rated himself. And then we can start comparing the council's evaluation with Jim's. And seeing where there's a lot of consistency and where perhaps people are looking at it differently. And through that process of seeing where people are in agreement or disagreement, then we can talk about, well, how do we move forward with either a plan of action or picking out certain issues that need to be dealt with more specifically. So,
well, even showcasing what is right.
Okay, so
not just the.
So
what
in
is,
my
isn't
in my roundabout.
Well, what I say is, the first thing is, do we find out where there's the overlap, where we agree that things are working well, or perhaps they're not working well?
Well, it's just I understand what you're saying, but sometimes this becomes a negative overall, and I'd really like to see it more of a balance.
Well, let me tell you why I laid that out. In my own thinking, I agree. It doesn't really fit for the city manager. Here's why. Most of the time, when you're using that process, you're dealing with a situation where year after year after year, for the most part, the same employees, same managers are kind of involved on a consistent basis. Whereas when you've got a city council, you've got people coming and going all the time. Right? And I think that's a weakness to doing it this way that I just outlined. It's because of what you just said. They're going to be brand new. Say it was Laura and I, and all of a sudden, for the first time, we're looking at you score yourself, and it's like, well, wow, you know. But I laid that out there for exactly that reason, that is a commonly used technique.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fly very well here. The other piece I noticed in some of these, and I want to get this piece in too, we might be giving it the same, it doesn't work well for that similar reason. Some of these documents have a citizen review portion, and I just want to make sure that we talked about what sorts of problems that could have, whether there's any kind of advantage of having a component of that, you know, just as part of the process that we reviewed this whole thing and rejected that idea for whatever reasons.
We do, and this is something I was going to bring up. As part of this process that we've arrived at with Jim over the past couple of years, there was also kind of a supplementary process where we did an annual employee questionnaire.
Right.
And I'm not sure, are we doing another one this year, Jim? I know we did in the past few years. I know John Baker gave us that summary, which I made sure the council saw. It was the past 2 years.
Right.
So,
yep.
We're
not going to do it this year. And what John Baker's recommending is that just don't do it year after year, because as you make changes, let those changes work, and then do it every few years.
We should, as part of our recommendation to the council, perhaps we can talk about how we think employee questionnaires fit into this, whether it's yearly or every 2 years or every 3 years, and so we have a consistency, so we're not just doing it arbitrarily. So mm-hmm. I think that's a good issue to talk about. The other issue is the community, but we have done a lead use survey. You saw that in the webinar materials. We actually implemented that last year. We had a list of around 20 folks throughout the community, folks at the chamber, the different other governing bodies, port manager, a few others, provided input using that lead use survey, and we actually had a copy of that at the council level either right around or right after the evaluation process. So the question is, do we want to continue that as a council? And if we do, how do we want to do that? Every year, every couple right. years, we want to make that part of the employee questionnaire package and have that separate from the evaluation? Do we want to mix them all together? I mean, these are things that I think we could probably try.
The reason I bring that particular one up is, number one, you know, we wouldn't know whether that ended up being helpful or hurtful, I mean, having not been there at the time that process was used. But my view of it is, having lived in Newport and then now actually being part of the team, I don't really see that there's a very good opportunity out there for the community as a whole to necessarily have an accurate image of what mm-hmm. the city manager is doing. Right? I mean,
because if you ask the guy who we are charging a water meter fee, base fee, because his house is being turned down, it's probably not going to be
they just don't have access to the facts.
Yeah.
And in particular, when you get to a small community, you have, you know, bad news travels twice as fast as good news to this community.
And it gets changed.
It gets worse each and every time.
It's like playing telephone chain.
I mean, you know, I can't tell you how frequently not just in city manager stuff, no matter what the topic is, whether it's somebody, you know, chatting about some other family or something, it's always the bad news that spreads around like wildfire, and the good stuff never seems to move around very much. That is what I see as the weakness of the process.
Well, I think that's, to me, and this is my opinion, that's a separate issue. The issue then, what you're raising, is once we do evaluation and we do one that we as a council and that the city manager feels is a good process, and we complete that process, and some of that, those recommendations, and I believe separate from, this is another discussion, separate from the written documents that are mm-hmm. disclosed publicly, because they are subject to public records disclosure, meaning they're written forms. We used to do this. I think we as a council, with Jim, once we finish the evaluation in executive session, we need to reach an agreement as to how we want to disclose what we discussed publicly at either that evening meeting or a subsequent meeting with respect to the issues we covered, mm-hmm. you know, what our general sense was, you know, where things may need to be improved, where things are working well,
right.
and have that a public discussion. Because that then can get communicated to the entire community. If we just have an executive session in closed session, if we just have an evaluation in closed session, mm-hmm. and the only thing that's discussed is what's on these written forms, and we can't discuss what we discussed because it's in confidential discussion, executive session, mm-hmm. then people reach their own conclusions. I think part of our evaluation process, which we haven't done the past year or two, is once we finish that executive session evaluation process with Jim, we also need, along with Jim, figure out a way to
to discuss this publicly so the entire community is aware of how we're handling our oversight, how things are working well, where things need to be improved, so people have a clear understanding and they're not reaching their own conclusions, but they're reaching conclusions based on what they're hearing from us directly.
That's a very good idea. And what we would do then is, to take that step further, we would actually make a recommendation that that's one of the critical pieces
it
of this
be.
Whole process.
It should be.
Literally, how do you wrap up and communicate what really happened? Good, you know, good and needs
yep.
improvement.
Yep.
That sort of thing.
So you're talking about a... you can tell I'm an academic, a paper presented, or a newspaper article, or
no, a public discussion at an evening council meeting that's open to public review and disclosure, not just an executive session. And a lot of cities do this. Once the city can, if the city manager chooses to have his evaluation in executive session, then the question is: once we discuss the issues with Jim in executive session, the only thing that the public will see is the written evaluations, which are subject to public records disclosure. If we as a council and Jim feel that the discussion went over and above what's on these documents and it doesn't, and these documents don't accurately portray what it is we discussed and what it is we're recommending, then that never gets disclosed publicly and the community is wondering what happened. So what
rumors,
we need to do is figure out a way to complement these written documents with something that we can either talk about verbally at some subsequent evening meeting or perhaps devise something written that can lay out what it is we discuss and how we want to move forward. So that fills in the void, because if you don't fill in the void, it will get filled in anyways, perhaps not as accurately as you would like.
Yeah,
that's why
well,
I like that.
If I can make two points. One, I mean, that is happening right now because in my last evaluation, a counselor had all these verbally positive things, but on his written things, I did, you know, one or two things that he didn't like. So that's what he put on there, all the negative things. That gets disclosed to the media.
Right.
And so the media says, well, it's only negative things because
right.
that's how the evaluation is done. Is the evaluations are, what are the negative things that I can put down there? And if there's any positive, I'll do a few verbal positive things. But that, you know, that's not helping. But more importantly, getting back to the community thing, the community doesn't really evaluate me exactly on how I'm doing my things. They say, how well is the police department doing? How is the fire department? How is the library? So the community sees the results. So when
right.
when we talk to the community about how the city, it should be, how is the city doing? Now, if the city's not doing good, well, that then comes back on me.
Yeah.
Well, if the city's services, if it's what they want, is how it is being done right, that should be a reflection on my management. I mean, that's how any corporation, if the corporation is successful, the head guy looks good. If you're a JCPenney and you come
yeah.
up with some plans and you go, everyone's mad, well, then you get new JCPenney manager. So, I mean, somehow my evaluation should be tied to how does the citizens see the city organization doing.
Well, we said that a little bit at our last meeting, right? I think you brought that up, in that we have to have a way of evaluating how the city is doing in the context yeah. of helping Jim achieve the goal of the entire yeah. scope of goals for the city.
So there's really two evaluations going on over the course of the year. What the one I'm focusing on right now is the annual evaluation, which in part is confidential discussion if Jim chooses to
right.
do that. But we still, throughout the year, have quarterly updates which will be tied to the council goals.
Right.
So I look at those quarterly updates where Jim is giving us public documents in public open session about how we're meeting our goals as a way to inform the community, is the city council on behalf of the citizens achieving the goals that it is set out to do, and is the city management helping implement those goals?
Right.
That's a public discussion that I think we want to have quarterly. So I look at that issue as already being public. And the question is, if we have those quarterly updates, we just need to be more proactive in when we have that discussion, make sure that it gets disclosed accurately and the public has access to the information. They can see what the goals are. They can see what Jim has told us have been met or hasn't been met. And people can reach their own conclusions based on having the facts in front of them rather than hearing things second or third hand. Right.
The one thing I want to make sure and say to you on this, developing how we would disclose what happened that we were talking about earlier, I think that's a good idea, but I also think that it will require severe guidance on the part of individual council members not coming into that session feeling like it's a new round of evaluating Jim. In other words, all the council members are going to have to be on board with what is that public process and report that we're making. It can't be that, you know, somebody reads off the document and then all of a sudden the council member is raising their hand and saying, well, I still think that I wasn't heard correctly and I think this is wrong.
In the past,
because then all that does is just perpetuate this whole, you know,
we need a unified front when we get to that stage.
Whatever that process is.
And I've been part of that 10, 12 years ago with former city managers. With the former city manager, we did talk about things publicly. And what we did was, after that executive, at the end of that executive session, and I'm assuming it's going to be an executive session, at the end of that executive session, when everyone's gone through their written evaluations and we've gotten that communication concluded with Jim and the council members, I think what we need to do is we need to put together kind of an outline of, okay, what are the issues we all agreed upon? What's working well? Mm-hmm. Where does everyone feel things are working really well? Where do we feel things need to be improved? And we need to come to a consensus on those items, just make them perhaps bullet points, and reach a consensus right there before we adjourn that executive session.
That's what I'm saying.
We develop that document right there. So at perhaps that evening meeting, which is following usually our noon work session where we have the evaluation, we can publicly, as a agenda item, say, okay, we had a city manager evaluation at noon in executive session. The written documents that we filled out are public disclosure. You know, they'll be subject to public disclosure. But here are the things that we want to communicate to the public as to things we reach a consensus on, and just go through that. And it could just be perhaps just reading off the list and perhaps one or a few comments from Jim or someone else.
And the important part that I think Mark and I are getting at is the consensus. Because it will completely undo the process if we have one or two members starting the evaluation process again in the evening.
To make the example concrete, it's like, let's say we come to a consensus on a particular item, Jim is fully effective. Okay? That's the message. That's the only message. I don't want to have another council member saying, well, I want to go on record that I disagreed with that. Because, well, wait a minute, you were part of the consensus, you know, yesterday that this is the score. That's the kind of stuff we can't have happening at this particular thing. If they feel that way, they need to argue it out the day before.
Or if they feel strongly about something, just write it down and it's going to be subject to public disclosure anyway.
Well, I see what you're saying, but my thing is, if we agree to a consensus before we go to that evening meeting, everybody needs to stick to that.
Yeah.
It's not fair to those of us who did reach that consensus and thought we had a team, and it's not fair to Jim.
You're not hearing what I'm saying, Laura. What I'm saying is, if people feel strongly about something, when they walk into that meeting, executive session meeting, they should put that on the evaluation form.
Oh, right. Right.
Because that's going to be subject to public records disclosure.
I wasn't talking about the evaluation.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the consensus issue. I agree with that. What I'm talking about is, after we've gone through our written documents, people are free to put down what they want in those written documents. And those will be subject to public records disclosure. That's not the issue.
That part's
what I'm saying is, after we have our verbal discussion in executive session, we reach agreement or consensus on what are the points that we as a group want to disclose publicly.
That's what we were just talking about.
And it's as simple as that. And if people feel strongly about something and it's not getting included in that list, well, then hopefully they wrote it down on their evaluation form, because that's going to be disclosed anyways.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying is they don't get to bring that up during the consensus reading.
Yeah, I think that's, I agree.
That to me is a huge issue, and I would call out a counselor on that.
Yeah,
it's not part of
too.
The process.
Well, if we agree to a process as a council, then as a group, we need to follow through on that process and not deviate from it.
Yes. An area I admit I didn't get a chance to dig in far enough that I'm a little concerned about, largely because, you know, having not been through this full process, is whether we're really getting all the different sorts of things out on the table that are important to evaluate for a city manager. And the reason I say that is there's a group of people over here and they have a certain set of expectations. Ideally, I'll preface this by saying, ideally we set up the goals and everything else in a fashion that it makes it easier. But there's always going to be a difference between the people up here, unless they happen to have at some point been a city manager, and they're trying to evaluate a position that truly they don't know a whole lot about, other than as they see it happen. They haven't actually experienced it. So I want to make sure that anything that Jim has that hasn't routinely been evaluated or that he sees as an important function of the job or whatever, while we're doing this, we make sure and wrap that in, you know. So I don't know what that might be at this point, but if there is something like that, I just want to make sure that that gets in there. You know, if there's ever a feeling like, well, gee, you know, in my own mind, I spend, you know, 5% of my time per year doing this really important function of X, and it really helps the city out a lot, and the councilors never ask about it, that's a problem. You know, because what it means is we don't see the importance of that aspect of the job. Now, you know, whether there's things like that missing or not, I don't know, but it's something we should look at.
Well, I guess if we really want to have something to work off of, it seems to me everyone liked the Hillsborough evaluation as a starting point.
I don't.
That's the one that...
I know, I don't.
You don't like it. I thought I heard that we liked it.
I liked parts of it. I liked the manager part of it, but it's not where I would start.
So is this where you did your verbal cut and paste?
I did. I started with this one for the verbal cut and paste, and I went through the others and picked out points that I'd like to see possibly incorporated into it. And then I also went through, because I believe in a council training before we do this evaluation, and I looked at places where we could get that put together, too.
So do you feel prepared to lead us through that?
Well, if you guys want to hear it, it's just simply a starting point.
Well, I think it's, I mean, it's probably further along than we are using any
one
document.
Well, before we move on, so on the city manager input form, which is what Jim would fill out, that's the Hillsborough attachment. We all feel comfortable that that's an approach you want to include as part of this process.
If we're talking about including this exact form, no, but including some kind of city manager input form, yes.
Okay. So my suggestion is to move along, Jim, since as a concept we do want to include that as part of the evaluation process, and since the Hillsborough has a starting point, why don't you take a look at that section, starting with city manager input form, go through what is listed there, and for our next subgroup meeting, come back with perhaps what you think would be a good city manager input form for your purposes, perhaps including a lot of what's in here, and perhaps adding if you think not everything is included. That at least gives us a better starting point on that aspect of it. And I think that's kind of where you probably play a more important role, is letting us know how that input form that you're going to fill out will help you and help us in our process.
Now, are we...
Can I ask? I mean, you must have had some ideas on that. I'm interested in what your ideas on that question.
Well, like I said, I would love to see you fill out the actual form that we fill out. Mm-hmm. But I also think there should be an option for you to, I don't know, write out explanations, but there are things we're going to miss. Yeah, however well we do these forms, there are things that we're going to miss. And there are things you may want us to know about what you've done, or something that maybe we haven't seen as a group that you've done and we've overlooked. So I'd like you to have that opportunity as well. But that's just me. Are we in agreement then that as far as the scoring of whatever form we work out, that we're going to do with the alphabet instead of numbers? Exceeds expectations, fully effective, developing, is that something?
Yeah, I think we want to get away from numerical scoring. And then the question is, since we do we all, at least as a starting point, like how this performance standard rating has been put together on the Hillsborough?
I do. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jim?
Yes.
Okay, so we're in agreement there.
I'm fine with it, too.
All right.
So
So let's just mark that.
Now, did you want me to start telling you what I came up with on this?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go with what you have as a starting point.
And actually, this is just like I said. It's a mental cut and paste. It's a starting place. It's open for discussion. It was just some things I saw. I started with the city manager performance evaluation that has no title of like from whom it's from.
Let's see what it looks like.
Whoops. This is just where I started. This is it. It's not that I necessarily agreed with everything in here. I just started. Did you find it?
No, that's weird.
It would have.
Oh, here it is. Oh, I see. Is this it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's this one, Reedsport.
Yeah, it's not on there.
Oh, is it Reedsport?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I couldn't always find the city name. All right. Then what I did was I went through others that I went through and selected those that I felt were too subjective or didn't cover enough information that I would like personally to see. So I went to the Roseburg City Manager report. And element C, I liked number one and number five best, but all of them were very good.
Hold on a second, Roseburg. I don't.
It's it actually says it.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it.
I think it might be stuck there.
Okay.
Got it? Okay. Element
C.
Element C, particularly questions 1 and 5, although all of them were pretty good, and it's information that I personally would like to know about. It's on page 4.
Oh, page 4?
Yeah. And at the top it says element C.
Yeah.
And I liked question 1 and 5, but I actually liked all of them. I also liked all of the elements of E and F, which would be on 6 and 7.
Laura, I missed, you talked a little bit about Reedsport, but I wasn't sure what it was that you were liking about it.
I just used it as a springboard. It had nothing to do with anything other than I just went eeny, meeny, miny, mo, you know, and picked it as a springboard. I like some of their questions, just, like I said, just a springboard. Cause
I just got confused.
That's okay.
So there's nothing specific, Laura, just general?
Just general, yeah. Just a general overthing, and some questions could be tightened up, some could be left out. It was just, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So that was the Roseburg. Oh, one of the things I wanted to, they had a question here about promotes, or I want to make sure it's somewhere. On the Roseburg paper, we have a note, promotes collegiality among department heads. Between department head and city manager, between city manager and city council, somewhere in some of the evaluation. Because again, I'm on.
Is that in there somewhere?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember where it is. I just put it on the notes. It's just something I'd like to see included because
element C has some of that.
Some of that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't see the word collegiality.
Yeah.
You know, let me add this on this element E. This is really an evaluation of the city, not necessarily me. It's an evaluation of the city and the council. If we have a department that's not meeting the public's need, it doesn't necessarily fall only, it's not an evaluation
right.
of the city manager. It's really a team. Why isn't the council, the department, and the city manager what is lacking? Is it funds? Is it other resources? Is it not a council goal? I mean, there could be lots of things, so you have to be a little bit careful.
Well, like I said, this is not dry in the mud. This is just where I went with it. It was because it said city manager evaluation. I kind of looked at some of the questions that included them just on it.
These are good, and the council should always know, are our departments meeting the expectations of the council?
But that's where our quarterly reports come in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen Tilton has, at some point when we go through it, she actually incorporates all these different concepts into a framework in which the evaluation is one component, and it shows how that all ties in with element EGIM. So maybe at some point after Laura goes through the evaluations and we discuss that, we can get to the webinar materials and see how we want to try and put some pieces together there. So
yeah, there's some good stuff in that. Now I'm moving on to the City of Multnomah performance evaluation.
City of
Monmouth, excuse me.
Oh, Monmouth.
Can't read. One of the things was, one of the things I liked about this particular evaluation was it's very positive in tone, and there were specifics on timeline and clear and upfront, so I liked it. Because this timeline in front is to when things will be done, and we've talked about that. Seven, on page 7 of 9, it says, the external stakeholder, internal stakeholder relations, I like E in particular, just things that maybe not, you know, being new to council, maybe that's not something that is what the general council wants to know, but it's something I, as Laura Swanson, would like to know if I were doing, looking at an evaluation. The other is number evaluation, personal traits, number 6. I like the way a lot of that was put together. And on page 3, the words in italics.
Oh my goodness. I think that's things.
It says, we'll include an example of one rating area to demonstrate difference between 5 ratings. This would be part of the scaled definitions, and it's something I would like to see, not this exact wording, but that the council is coming up with a consensus as to how to do the, what to look for when they're doing their evaluation, that we're all in consensus that this particular criteria is the excellence, this particular criteria is the next level. And that way we all have an agreement as to we're all in agreement as to what an excellent performance would look like. We're all in agreement as to what, let me see, where's that rating scale that we have here? So we all agree what exceeds expectations looks like, what fully effective looks like, and developing looks like, or needs improvement looks like. It's a kind of a tough process if we took the council through that. I've done it many times in education where we were trying to make all teachers in the same grade evaluate the same, so that we're not having one person thinking this is the meets expectations when the rest of us are thinking this meets expectations, and kind of things that we had a consensus. But again, that's pretty labor intensive, but I still wanted to point that out just because it can make or break.
I think that's a good point. I've observed we're getting away from the numerical rating and we're trying to go into more descriptive rating. Mm. But I agree with Laura that before we do this evaluation process, and this would be a public discussion, we need to come to an agreement as to generally what each level of rating means,
right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if it requires more description, so be it.
Yeah.
But I think that's important, because the last thing that I think, the thing that is probably does Jim the least good is for people to rate the same way, but it has a different meaning to
correct.
Them.
Right,
correct.
And Laura's right, it's not going to be easy, but I think we have the time to do it, because we are deferring Jim's evaluation to September.
Mm-hmm.
I think when we go back to the council with our preliminary recommendations, maybe next work session, we should probably mention that we believe as a subgroup that we, once we pick out the evaluation descriptions and as far as the ratings, and it looks like the Hillsborough form is kind of where we're working off of, we need to maybe have a discussion so everyone is in agreement as to what does this mean to everybody? You know, generally, what does exceed expectation mean? What
right.
does needs development mean? We need to have a group discussion on that.
One thing I like about the needs development which would get a 3 if you put numbers on it, is that 90% of the valuations, a 3 means meets job expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, so cool. The employee just keeps doing that same job and they get a 3 every year. The thing I like about the needs development, number 3, is that it implies that it's a fine score, but it also recognizes a bit of encouragement, kind of like, well, you know, this time next year, we're hoping that that's going to be a, you know,
fully exceeds or exceeds.
Yeah, fully exceeds or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's much more upbeat than just kind of like, you know, whatever. And in reverse, it doesn't really provide the employee with any incentive of doing any better or any less on that particular item. Meets the criteria. So fine, you know, that's all I'm going to do this upcoming year.
Fully effective.
Yeah.
So
there's that encouragement to come up to the level of fully effective. And in a similar fashion, by having that not rated category, which would be a 1 or a 5, depending on how you number it, that sort of takes the sting out of there is no such thing as an F in this review process. You know?
I mean, you're right, because if there's an F, you should be getting rid of me.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, if the city manager is getting an F, well, you shouldn't be waiting until evaluation. You should have been doing a bunch of stuff.
Right.
You're just not working out.
And so that's a big one. And so then the only thing left is to be careful about where are the areas that a little more work needs to be done. And largely in what you're saying, that gets pretty complicated in terms of wrapping in, you know, what part of it is the responsibility of the city manager and what part of it's the department heads and how well do we set our goals and all that sort of thing. So
cell phone.
We're trying out new phones and the
That was Mark.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it's you?
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah. Is it okay if I continue what I was
saying? Yeah, continue.
All right. The city of Cottage Grove. I like to, number 7, foresight and vision.
Which one is
it? It's this one. It says Cottage Grove up at the top in small letters. You like number what, Laura?
Number 7, foresight and vision has 2 points. I realize that some of these things I'm putting out are going to repeat, but I just went through and tagged different things.
What we can do is put together a draft based on what you all come up with today, and then you can start tweaking it.
Or one of the things that I like to do when I was writing papers and stuff is cut and paste, and I cut chunks out and just actually literally tape it back together again, and then write off a draft off of that. So if you want, I can do some cut and pasting.
If you give it by, that would save me a lot of time.
Yeah, that might be a good way to go. Yeah.
The other one, I didn't see what city this was from. It's annual performance appraisal, city manager.
Does it say management performance?
Annual evaluation? Performance appraisal, city manager. And the first one is
Estacada.
The first one is from Estacada. All right, what I liked was on the first page, E, liaison with other agencies, which is kind of a repeat of the first ones we just did, but I was curious about that. And I need to go back. Okay.
That's it.
That was all for that one?
That one. I'm trying to figure out what I did with the one.
You can't find it?
There it is.
Oh, there it is.
Your stack's like mine. It's always the one at the bottom.
I haven't done what Laura's done, so I'm just going to go with what Laura's recommendations right now. I haven't looked at this as closely. I look more at the webinar materials than the evaluation forms. So. Good to get at least Laura's perspective on the table right now.
One of the notes I have on the Roseburg paper, and I'll just read off what I have, that was the one that promotes collegiality among the department heads. And then I added department heads and city manager and city council. To me, that's something important because I'm one of those crazy people that believes in a team and we have to have collegiality among all of us, and the city manager is the pivotal point in my estimation. So that's why I have that. This I will leave off right now because this is some of the material that could be used for training the city councilors into this new grading. I got to avoid okay. that use evaluation.
Avoid grading it. Or training?
Training to not okay. use the grading. Training to use the new evaluation.
So we should have a discussion about that because once I think we, as a subgroup, reach a consensus on what we want to take back to the council as an initial recommendation, perhaps we, as a group, during one of the meetings, I'd like to hear more from you, Laura, as to what you would envision that training to
right.
be,
okay.
because that would mean someone's actually leading the training, and you know there's a method to do it. So I'd be curious to see what your thoughts are.
Well, I'd be more than willing to go through condense down what's here and tell you what I think the good points are, and then try and think up, if you'll forgive me, a lesson plan.
Well, hey,
so I mean, there's two things I'm looking at.
Are we going to be graded on it?
Well,
no grades. It's pass fail.
I guess I'm just not sure what the. I guess because to me the council is going to have to put together this evaluation and finalize it along with Jim, this process. So if we put this together, are you suggesting, Laura, that before we actually do it, we need a step to actually not get trained, but go through it kind of just an initial go-around, kind of like a mock evaluation kind
well,
of thing?
Kind of a mock evaluation and a way for the counselors to start their mind shift. It's going to be a little bit of a paradigm shift.
Okay, well, I'll be curious to hear more about that.
What I think would be interesting for today, mm-hmm. you said you spent quite a bit of time with the presentation.
Yeah, I was kind of familiar with that.
If we go through that, along with what Laura's done, that would form as far as we could get in terms of the actual form and elements and whatnot, right? You had more to contribute based on what you looked
at. No, I wasn't focusing as much on the evaluation forms
okay.
as other stuff, so that's why I'm kind of waiting to see what Laura's come up with on this. So. Was that it, or was there...
No, that was it as far as the city manager
evaluation
form.
Oh, the other one. We had about a bunch of others. You know,
well, the other things that were here that I have flagged with another color okay. is that okay. this one is a very good city manager evaluation overview, and it gave a lot of information.
Is that from Karen's stuff?
Yeah. Yes, it's from My Place to Learn.
Yeah.
System.
Right.
Yeah. And it says page one at the bottom. And I thought, you know, what is the city manager evaluation? What is the role of city council? What is the process? It was all laid out fairly clearly. We just would need to tweak it for our new evaluation system and how we're going to make it.
That's actually where I spent a bit of my time, is reading those various forms that had to do with not what the evaluation, but how to go about evaluating a city manager.
Right.
You know, because it's not something I've ever done before.
Yeah.
And also I wanted to absorb the experience of other entities.
The Management Performance Evaluation by City Council Exhibit A, I have no idea where that's from. They talk about description of evaluation categories.
That's Sutherland.
Okay, so.
It's on the second, third page. The City of Sutherland.
Oh, okay. Just looking for information, not information. Yes. On the City of Dallas performance, the one paragraph I particularly liked was the second one. On the first page.
Second paragraph.
On the first page, to be fair and effective supervision
okay.
must be based
okay.
on performance benchmarks. Okay. And there were several other things through here that I also liked, but again, I wasn't putting this together per se. I was more concentrating more on the evaluation form itself. But keeping this in mind, because I thought we need to do something for the counselors. On the Coos City Council, it says from Mayor Burge. Again, it was just something to look at. I was concerned because this was about asking council members not to talk separately and out of turn to the press and that kind of thing. I mean, I would hate very much to ask our councilors to sign something like this.
I think
it's something we need to perhaps run by everyone as part of the training session. But that's neither here nor there.
I think. Well, what we need to do is emphasize that under state law, when you have an executive session, what you discuss verbally does not get disclosed unless there's the permission of the entire group to do so along with Jim. So it's good to emphasize that again, but I think that's something that Christy's gone over with us, and that's, yeah, I mean,
but we,
but signing, but
we have short-term memory.
No, I agree, but
I know
you didn't advocate for
right,
it, but
no.
I don't agree with what the city council is doing.
To me,
I don't like it.
Yeah, anyway. My notes on that was that there was a lot of mistrust.
It sounds like it was.
Yeah. But still, I wanted to just run by that. The policy templates from My Place to Learn, this was a very cumbersome document, but I thought that there were some things we could pick and choose from when talking to the council about this process.
Yeah.
So that was just my thinking on all the stuff. The rest of it I just checked because I didn't.
Independence, Baker City.
So when we launch this, we envision this coming out in a work session, right?
I think we need to, perhaps on Monday, we should talk about when we want to schedule a work session.
Right.
You want to? I think we probably should have one more meeting at least.
Yes. At least.
But I mean, we could give a brief update of where we are.
Yeah. I know I gave a really brief update at the evening meeting a few weeks ago. But
I mean, just a couple of minutes so everyone knows it's ongoing and what to expect, and we think we need to meet at least one more time, blah, blah, blah.
Well, we
move on.
We could either do that in the work session or at the evening meeting, and perhaps someone else can give the update this time. I gave it last time.
Whatever.
Go for it.
It's good to... I mean, we can always chime in, but it's good maybe for us to kind of rotate, given the updates.
Sure,
That's a good thing to do. So that was it, Laura. I know there's like four or five others. You didn't really have any comments on those.
Well, I checked mentally several.
Okay.
The ones I didn't talk about, I just checked because I just felt they didn't have what I was looking for.
Okay.
So anyway, I will work up a cut and paste.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Very rough, but...
So...
You said something about this?
Yeah, well, let me... Now it's all disorganized. There was a lot there. And these webinar materials, we did for the entire council. So everyone's got this. They probably haven't read it, but they're going to probably at some point going to have to read it.
I'm trying to remember now. I saw it. Did
Peggy,
it come as a,
I probably
did you hand that out for a box
Monday.
Or emailed it?
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry. I've got a lot to do.
Okay.
So, what was it? 2.5 years ago, Mark McConnell, Sandy, and I, when we all first got in the council, well, Mark had already been out, but when Mark first became mayor, this webinar was presented in chambers at, like, in January, February, right when we, and this stuff has been kind of lingering for 2.5 years. It's been in our piles. We never really got to it, unfortunately. We got busy with other stuff, so it's nice. We can pull the stuff out, and now we can focus on it, and I think that's probably, it's a good starting point. And I know, Jim, you've probably looked at this stuff as well. I know it's a lot of stuff, but the thing that the document I initially liked was, and I'm just saying it for the record, conducting city manager evaluations, what to include, what to avoid. This was one of the documents that Karen Tilken provided, and it was a PowerPoint that she presented during that webinar. And, the thing I liked about it is it kind of tied everything together, and I'm looking primarily at it's the one that says performance evaluation city manager. It was like the second or third last page, and I mean, you can see how a lot of the stuff we've been talking about that doesn't necessarily pertain to the actual annual performance evaluation. It's really, I'm kind of looking at this a framework. And how does that city manager evaluation fit into the framework that we are undertaking as a city organization to meet our goals and objectives and provide services to the city and the citizens? And I think it's important to look at this framework because if we see this annual performance review as part of the overall framework, that might give us some ideas as how we want to approach this annual performance. If we can see how it fits into everything else. Because we've talked about letting the public know how we are we achieving our goals? Are we meeting our objectives? That may not necessarily pertain to specifically whether Jim is meeting his objectives,
but
they're all kind of interconnected. And I think I like looking sometimes at the high level first and then kind of drilling down. And to me, this just really gives me a good idea of how we might want to think of approaching the annual evaluation of a city manager in the context of a lot of the other stuff we're doing.
Right.
And I don't have any suggestions right now, but I think it's just something I want to throw there on the table.
Where in all of this evaluation process comes the evaluation of department heads? Because, I mean, we have excellent department heads. I'm not saying anything there, but if we happen to have a flake in our group and is not coming up to speed and it reflects back on you, I mean, how do we handle that kind of thing? I mean, where does their performance end up affecting what he's doing? But you see what I'm saying?
That's a decision that Jim has to make as
right.
the city manager.
Okay.
And he's made some of those decisions in the recent past. And it, and I can't speak for Jim, but when we set up the framework as a city organization with council goals, and Jim as the city manager is supposed to implement and undertake that, then his responsibility would be to make sure the folks that are under his direct supervision are meeting those
Got
implementation
okay.
goals
right.
that we've set out.
Right.
And
okay.
we can't interfere with that, but you know, Jim right. would probably, or any city manager would probably provide us updates as to whether things need to be addressed or not, and then we would allow him the opportunity to deal with it.
So that's something that could come up at the quarterly review, or is that something you handle privately? Or, I mean, there's a lot of employment laws and stuff. I'm sorry, I'm getting off track.
Well, I guess I would see it sort of like whether it's Jim or any other manager who's being held accountable for all of those that work for them. Normally, you're still, you know, the buck stops here. So if for whatever reason, as a manager, you're not dealing effectively with your employee, and it's reflecting on your performance, that's still your fault.
Okay, got
yes.
it. Okay. I just
you know,
was curious.
Now, having said that, what's tough about that, of course, is over time, more and more and more and more process and laws have come on board that also side, you know, for this employee down here. If it's not an at-will position, there's a whole, you know, truckload of stuff you have to do. But ultimately, and Jim has said this many times, and you know, very openly, much more than I admire the fact that you're so open about that, because a lot of managers aren't, tend to have the opposite view that the only reason they're not performing is because their employees aren't performing. That's still part of your job.
Mm-hmm. You know? I was just curious.
And the only, I mean, there are organizations and whatnot that get really screwed up where you have people who really aren't supposed to be meddling in it, and then, you know, to me, that's where the whole sort of trust factor and team approach comes in. You know, we've tasked Jim or you've tasked the manager to do their job with the employees below them. You've got to have a system where you can trust in that.
Mm-hmm.
I think indirectly, we get a sense of how people are performing below the city manager level when we get our quarterly updates. And
right. yeah.
the department heads come in. We interact with them. We engage how they're handling the city objectives and city goals. And, you know, that is kind of the clear, objective way of seeing are things being done.
Right, and fair
and
enough.
That's out in the public. It's not focused on people or personnel. It's just focused on the things you're supposed to be doing for the community.
Right, so, and I assume everyone would agree that if a particular council member noted something, you know, I mean, everyone has different levels of sensing issues and whatnot. Then that would be an occasion where they might
that
very
is the
well
occasion.
Want to go sit down with Jim and say, you know, is there something going on here that, you know, is really undermining being able to hit this certain goal or whatever?
Or I think it's more than appropriate when we're going through our quarterly updates, if an issue comes up and a council member has a question about are we meeting this goal, let's get it on the table right there and talk it through with the department heads and Jim, because that's our opportunity to do it as a group rather than individually.
Right.
Right.
And, you know,
I agree, I'm just giving my perspective.
I
agree with that even more.
Jim knows I'm not at City Hall very much. I mean, I usually ask my questions at meetings. That's just who I've been. And I've just learned over time that, to me, I'm more comfortable in asking questions in the public group process. Even though doing it individually is fine for people, I prefer to do it in the public group process because I feel that gives everyone a heads up as to what I'm thinking and what the issues are.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I feel like this is the appropriate time for me to say that so far, I mean, it seems like we have a really transparent process in terms of how involved our department heads have been at the council meetings and the variety of reports they've been given. And, you know, I mean, even going back to the little session we just had down in Nye Beach.
That was great. God,
you know, I mean, you don't find very many scenarios. Well, let me be blunt about it. you wouldn't be at a state level meeting and seeing minor managers allowed that much freedom to you know, to really get into what's going on.
All I can do is just sit there and admire those guys. And they were so good.
So my question, Jim, and everyone else is, you know, we have the city manager evaluation forms from the other cities. Laura's kind of highlighted some things that she thinks would be valuable. And I guess my question is, in addition to the stuff that Laura's highlighted, in the context of this performance evaluation slide that has this evaluation process that we do for you, Jim, as part of this big framework, do you see a way of, we're doing our quarterly updates, and that's where we get a sense of how things are happening from a city council goal objective perspective. But do you see how we can utilize some of that as part of your actual performance review annually? I mean, is there a way in which we can utilize your annual performance review as another way to enhance how we're trying to achieve our objectives?
Now, I've got three different performance evaluations, city manager here.
Well, he's thinking about that, Dave, but I'm assuming that based on the question that I
asked. I was looking at this one more.
About public involvement, we would really take this arrow that points directly to the city manager and point it towards this quarterly review process.
Same thing here.
On a quarterly basis, we would be looking at a variety. It wouldn't be the annual performance plan, but we'd be looking at the goals, you know, maybe whatever governance policies are needing change or whatever, and we would be doing that more as a process of this quarterly review rather than it being a specific piece of the manager's annual review.
I guess what I'm asking is, when we have a list of things that we're going to be filling out as part of our annual performance review, you know, the kind of the cut and paste kind of stuff that Laura was going through, is there anything that we want to include in what we're filling out that ties maybe more to that? That's what I'm saying. Or is what we have in front of us from those different evaluation forms already cover it? That's
no, I don't think it does cover it. As an example, if something came up during the quarterly review that wasn't performing the way it should, that, and we have the discussion about who needs to be doing something more, it could be the city staff, or it could be the counselors, or it could be a budget issue, or it could be a whatever. So ideally, in a quarterly review, you transparently have identified what the reason is for a particular thing not moving forward, and you've answered the question, how are we going to fix that?
Yeah, who needs to move forward where?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if it uncovers a specific piece that has to do with the city manager, that might very well play out in the annual review process later. But really, I think we've said the intention of these quarterly reviews is kind of, you know, to get a little bit of this back and forth evaluation going on, too.
Particularly with the department heads being involved, so they see the whole picture as well.
And as you said early on, how do the counselors themselves evaluate themselves in terms of their performance through the year?
Love to see us do that formally.
Hopefully that would come out on a quarterly basis, too, so we don't get to the end of the year and go, oh, gee, you know, I wish I would have known.
Mm-hmm. Jim, do you, is anything you want to add? I know you looked through the stuff, or Dave, you pretty much given us what you had in highlighted for yourself before we met this morning. I know you took a look at this stuff.
Yeah. I think what it would be helpful is after we get what Laura has done, put it all on one page, and we can look at that and see if it ties into some of these, because there was all these different pieces.
Yeah, this is just a springboard. Yeah. It has nothing to do with being permanent. It's just a thought process and gets us started down the road.
The stuff you cut, the stuff that you went through, Laura, did you take a look at how that correlates to the evaluation form that we currently have in place that we've utilized?
Perhaps this was putting blinders on, but I wanted to walk empty-minded and just start fresh.
So,
empty-minded, so that wasn't the right term, was it?
I know what you meant.
It is on tape, too.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Clean slate-minded? No, that's not any better.
That's okay. I told Miranda that I wasn't going to be able to do the drive-by next week instead of the ride-along.
The drive-by.
He just started laughing.
Did he take your gun?
I had to have him in my pen.
Wow.
Yeah, every once in a while I do that. But anyway, I just wanted to have a fresh mind, nothing prejudiced.
So perhaps what we can do is, after we...
That was pretty good. After we do the cut and paste, at our next meeting, let's have the current evaluation form that the city has been using for the past couple of years with the cut and paste that you did and see if...
Right.
Yeah, just see what we got. That would be a good starting point. Look at the old and compare it to kind of what we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that cut and paste will also include that primary page from the Hillsborough evaluation, which I think we really...
That will be part of the cut and paste.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I will also cut and paste at the end his portion of evaluation, just to keep it in our minds.
Yeah,
and if you want to make a cut and paste or whatever, also what you want to see done as far as your mm-hmm. personal evaluation, that would be
yes.
wonderful too.
Well, and particularly, as I said, I don't know if there is one, but if there's an area that never seems to come up that you think is important, make mm-hmm. sure and note that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So, as far as timing, I think at our next, will the agenda this meeting cover our extension to September for the city
yes.
manager? Okay. So,
cover our extension to September.
We're extending Jim's agreement
to
September for the next evaluation, so we've got some time. So, we've got our two council meetings in May. Do you want to, we can give an update, let's give an update.
Right.
Monday, Mark, and
yeah.
you know we'll chime in if we want, but perhaps we should we meet another time? Will there be enough time to put this stuff together to meet between the first and second council meetings this month?
I would like to be able to.
Jim? So we have a meeting. Monday
is the 6th.
So the 20th.
The 16th would be 2 weeks from now.
Right. I'm thinking 2 weeks from today, would that be a good time to meet and give us enough time to do the cut and paste and everything else?
Well, I have a cut and paste in turn on Monday.
So
you're talking about the 15th would be 2 weeks from today? Or
no,
the
2nd.
Yes.
16.
Yeah, 16. I'm free, actually.
Can we
day.
Do 10 a.m. again?
That works
Thursday.
For me.
Does it work for everybody else?
Yeah. So that'll be our next meeting, the 16th at 10 a.m. So what we hope to have then is we'll have the cut and paste document from Laura's suggestions along with the current city evaluation, this manager evaluation form we've been using the past couple of years. Jim will provide us with perhaps some input on the that input from the city manager form coming from the Hillsborough document, maybe expand on that. Or
I'm going to try to spend a little more time thinking about what these quarterly review things would look like.
Why don't you do that, Mark?
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, you know, I perhaps touch. I know we already have a process in place for that Jim puts together, but I think that's more Jim coming back to us and letting us know.
I was
how
thinking kind of like.
I'll just do a blank
mind thinking about it.
Okay.
A blank mind. Oh, that's
if I were setting
good.
Up a quarterly review process, that's designed to uncover and foster and help.
Separate
me.
From the quarterly updates.
At least he didn't say empty
okay.
yet.
Okay. Mac will do that.
I'm not going to live that one down. Not for a while.
I don't know. The drive-by is pretty good.
We're going to put that in the minutes. You can quote her in the minutes on that. No, don't do that. That wouldn't be fair.
She's already famous on tape.
That's right.
I know. But when you put in the minutes, it's easier to find. we won't do that. We'll wait for another time.
So the next agenda will include the cut and paste from Laura, the current evaluation form that is used.
Yes.
And Jim's going to try to think. Put some thought into the
city manager
the
input
CM
portion
input.
Of it. Yeah,
not try. He is.
Yeah.
No try.
And here's my thought on the cut and paste. Why don't, as a group right now, let's that front page of Hillsborough. Mm-hmm. Let's all see if we feel. Let's all come back and each of us come back with some ideas as to how we can make this more descriptive. So when we go back to the council. We can, because I think that's going to have to be a council discussion, so everyone's on the same page as to what is meant by fully effective, what's meant by developing. But perhaps we can, maybe this is good enough.
Yeah, well, we can at least look at it.
But let's take a look at this yeah. separately as another agenda item and see if we want to elaborate on this front page from the Hillsborough evaluation, which we're kind of using as how we're going to be
evaluating Jim through different categories and different descriptions. I kind of like what Hillsborough has right here, but maybe we can improve on it for ourselves. So that could be another agenda item, or perhaps make that perhaps a part of that first agenda item where we're doing the cut and paste.
This will definitely be part of the cut
and paste.
Well,
it'll be included.
But I'm thinking maybe just think about how we want to maybe expand.
Well, just because it's part of the cut and paste doesn't mean we can't do additional work on it.
Yeah, but that's really, this front page from Hillsborough kind of sets the framework for the entire evaluation.
So you'll include that as part of your
case. And Jim, why don't you...
I won't make that a separate agenda item because it's already part of it.
Why don't you, Jim, take a look at this.
I think what he's saying, we're
going
to all look at it.
See if you feel there's...
That's just the start of the cut
piece,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Never mind.
So we're going to get Jim's input on this to see how this can be improved as well. So we can all...
Well, yeah, it's part of...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I don't know, that's really...
I know that we're talking about city manager evaluation, but I'd like to bring up and put on the record once again that I would like to see council have an evaluation.
Well, that's part of what I'm hoping to uncover in this quarterly review stuff.
Okay.
It's kind of what I'm thinking about.
And one thing I think I would like to see Jim perhaps take a look at in that city manager input form on the second page, I like that question where it says, this is the city manager filling out his portion. It says, how can your mayor and or council assist in your job success and enjoyment? Right. I don't know if enjoyment's really... I like the framework of Jim as part of his input form, or the city manager as part of their form, letting us know how we can make his job more effective in reaching our goals and objectives.
Well,
so that's maybe something to think about.
Well, the enjoyment, I mean, I've... what I want to say is that when the first fracas over his evaluation, and I understood you to say that you just felt this terrible, you've been working under terrible pressure and it lifted when we got to a certain point. And I felt terrible that he was feeling like he was hated coming to work. And so I'd like to see a question somewhere, or an evaluation somewhere, as to how we can help him enjoy his job. I think it's important. I don't know if the word enjoyment's quite right, but I think it's important that everybody have a positive
experience. I know where you're going on that, but I'm just focusing on that
word.
The word enjoyment just kind of like, I don't know.
Right, so I'm very professional.
Yeah,
I understand.
Okay, so
we can find another word to say the same thing.
Your next agenda will include a discussion of the cut and paste draft evaluation alongside the current evaluation.
Yes.
And then there will be an item for Jim to provide input on the city manager input piece of the Hillsborough or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Mark is going to discuss the quarterly review process.
Yeah.
And then we don't need to include the front page piece because that's going to be part of the cut and paste.
Yes. We'll talk about that as part of the first agenda.
That looks like a pretty healthy agenda for the 16th at 10 a.m.
Yes.
One thing, for part of the cut and paste, I'd appreciate if somebody would be willing to share with me their documents because I need plenty of work, paper to work with.
Here, you can have... Oh, these are the originals.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to give her... How many sets do you need?
I just need one other set. Because I like to keep one whole and one cut.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to give her yours.
Yeah.
I just don't want to part with these.
No. But in the cut and paste process, I like I told David, one whole set and then one I can cut.
Yeah.
That way I keep track of where I am and what I'm doing.
So, let's see. We'll have May's pretty much filled up. I'm thinking that after our next meeting on the 16th, this is 16th, right? That's what I mean. That following council meeting, which would be the 20th, perhaps Monday we should schedule a work session for the 20th to talk about wherever it is we come up with this. And I think next meeting we're also going to, perhaps another agenda item for next meeting is some preliminary recommendations to take back to council. Make that our final agenda item so we have something to take back to them on the 20th as part of the work session.
Yeah.
And then June rolls around. And Jim, you'll probably be giving us your final quarterly update for council goals and objectives because that's the end of the fiscal year. I think that's going to be part of our quarterly update process anyway. So that's separate, but part of it. And then we'll have July and August to
get this completed with the council. So
tweaked.
And then you want to actually talk a little bit about the training that you were thinking about? You want to wait for another meeting because the training of the evaluation process. Not now, but...
Well, I was thinking that maybe it should be mentioned Monday that we're looking at a possible... that we're looking at training.
But I'm curious to find out more what your thoughts are on that.
I have to sit down and think about it.
So perhaps we can make that at the next meeting. Let's make that an agenda item. Perhaps, Laura, as part of an agenda item next meeting for the subgroup, you can give us more of your thoughts on...
Okay.
Training.
So, on the evaluation process.
Yes.
Right, training.
So I'd be curious to hear more of that.
We'd have a draft to put in the form together. We'd have some discussion of training that council might need. And then we'd have a section that I talk about on quarterly review process. And wrap all that up at the end of that meeting and deliver it at the work session.
Yes.
I think we'll accomplish a lot.
Yeah.
But at the end of May.
Yeah.
And then the council gives us the input, and then
wrong.
We take it back. Then we'll have June, July.
Then I would show up.
Yeah.
We'll have, you know.
In one way, we may not want to go too much further because we don't really know at this point what they'll say.
Right. You know? Right. Because it is a council decision.
It is. So I think we've got it set up nicely for May at least, and then
they might
go from there.
What the heck are you guys?
Well, hey, if that's what they say, then we got to go back to square one. We're working on their behalf.
What are you signing us up for? 55 additional meetings to complete all this stuff?
Yeah, we did not sign up for that.
No.
I need to ask you, are we done? Sorry.
Well, yeah, you want to, anything more related to? Okay, well then, let's just adjourn the subgroup meeting, and thanks for being here, everyone.